Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We have the highest stock market in the history of our country by far, every single month. That's another thing you should camp. You know, they like to demean that. You know what the Democrats, well, that doesn't mean anything. That's just, no. That means jobs and it means 401ks because a lot of people have 401ks.
I was looking at my 401k yesterday. I can't remember which guest it was that we had on yesterday, but they were saying something like, look at the stock market. And I'm like, I think I will look at my little stock market here. It's been going much better than those Biden years, hasn't it? Well, let's talk to the man who knows all the details, Steve Moore, co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, host of More Money. Steve, welcome back. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy New Year. I missed you, Annie. by the way, I missed the first part of that. Was that Trump?
Yes. That was from...
What did he say?
He's talking about how good the stock market is going and how we're hitting records. He gave a number of how many times in 2025.
And then did he mention the 401ks or?
Yeah, he was just talking about how people need to be looking at their 401ks right now and seeing how good things
are
going.
Oh, yeah, okay, because the reason I ask about that is, you know, at Unleash Prosperity, we released this big study about 2 weeks ago about, you know, the fact that the average 401k plan has seen about a $22,000 increase in its valuation after inflation, above inflation. So, you know, that's, I think maybe Trump saw our study, and that's why he's saying, look at the 401ks. And by the way, that under Biden, you know what happened to 401ks under Biden?
What? What was the number?
After inflation, they went down by about $20,000.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean,
because inflation was so high that the returns didn't keep up. You know, that's what happens when you have 21% inflation over 4 years.
I really think about President Trump. Like, he didn't even spend the entirety of 2025 in office, just a little bit short of that, a little over 11 months. But he had done an enormous amount of good to getting everything back on track. But he had to dig himself out of a pretty deep hole. What's 2026 going to look like?
Good. It's going to be a blockbuster year. And I get frustrated with friends and colleagues and, you know, people I meet on the street, affordability crisis. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, there is affordability crisis. Its name is Joe Biden. I mean, he created the affordability crisis. Trump inherited the affordability crisis from Biden when, remember, in the first year in office, Biden had 9% inflation, the highest rate since Jimmy Carter. And so it takes a long time, Annie, to get prices back to stabilization levels, and we're getting close to that. The last report on inflation was very good, and now we move into 2026, and it's going to be a blockbuster year. People are going to get refunds on some of the tariffs are going to come down. People are going to get more money in their paycheck because less money is going to be withheld thanks to the big, beautiful tax bill. We're going to see gas prices continue to fall, in my opinion, so we might be down to less than $2.50 a gallon nationally. Right now, I think we're at $2.79. So, it's a good picture. It really is. And, you know, I have to say, and I'm just saluting our troops and our servicemen and women for one of the most amazing military operations in 50 years. I mean, it was just incredible what they were able to accomplish. And what is going on with our friends on the left who are, like, defending Maduro?
Well, you know the answer to that. Donald Trump did it. Which means they're against it. It's really that simple, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing, though, isn't it, that the left hates Trump more than Maduro? Maduro was starved to death. Is starving to death his citizens.
An actual
his own
dictator.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. And, I mean, in a brutal district at that, a dictator at that. And so I just find it, you know, that we had a little hotline cartoon. I hope your listeners get our hotline. It's just go to unleashprosperity.com and you get it for free. But, you know, it showed Trump with like a magician on a hat on his head and said, my next trick, I'm going to make liberals defend a narco-terrorist fascist dictator.
And there's an easy way to do it. Donald Trump supports it. We're speaking with Steve Moore. Sign up for that Unleash Prosperity hotline. I get it. And it's a great source of information based based in facts, which I always appreciate. You mentioned tariffs. That was kind of one of the main stories of 2025. Here's a question. I know you're not a tariff guy, Steve Moore, but was for Donald Trump, are tariffs the goal or is tariff a strategy?
Good question. I think maybe a little bit of both. Trump, you know, when I've been in meetings with him, he always, I love tariffs. It's my favorite word.
Most beautiful and, word.
but he also is a very strategic guy. I mean, I have to say the more time that I, you know, around him, and that's, you know, every now and then, the more convinced I am. He's like two moves on the chessboard ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, he really is. So he was saying one time, you know, gosh, I went over there and I saw the Japanese, and, you know, the first thing I said to them was, we're going to have to put 100% tariff on you guys. Ah!
You know, they were,
no, no, please, well, don't do that to us. Okay, well, then give us A, B, C, D, E, and they just sign on the dotted line. And so he's a very shrewd negotiator, and he always puts America first, and that is a great quality of Trump. As you said, I don't always agree with Trump's moves, and I'm glad that he took out Maduro. Now I want to get out. I want to get out of Venezuela. I'm not a nation builder. I don't know about you, but I think that's a bad idea.
Yes.
But, you know, so, but in terms of his stewardship of the economy, I think we could see as much as 4% growth in the economy over after inflation, which would be gigantic. And when you get growth like that, because I know I hear from your listeners a lot, and they say, well, what about the debt? And I say, yeah, I'm concerned about the debt. I know you're concerned about the debt and the deficit. But if you keep growing the economy, guess what happens to tax revenues? They go up. Right. And more people working, businesses making more money, the government collects more. And so my point is, if you get 4% growth and you stay on that path, you start to really reduce the burden of the debt. And that's what Trump is trying to do.
Yeah. I think about, the part of the tariff strategy, if it is a strategy and not the goal, has been to onshore business and production and jobs.
Yes.
And if you grow, you know, I look back on really what I've seen in TV. I was born in the mid 80s, but looking at the Industrial Revolution and the pride that people took in work, in their job and what they did, a lot of the, you know, labor unions, the way that they would really champion skills and work. We have so incredibly lost that now we celebrate victimhood and handouts. That if he's successful,
welfare, yeah.
Successful getting those jobs and production back, that would be economically incredibly beneficial for the country.
Yeah, and that's what Trump wants to do. And incidentally, I have to tell you, I'm sure you and your listeners have been following this story about what's happened with Tim Walz in Minnesota. And by the way, I mean, it kind of makes my heart skip a beat when I think about, can you imagine if Tim Walz had been the vice president of the United States?
No, I don't even want to.
Who let fraud, I mean, the fraud is rampant in Minnesota. And he should not just resign, he should go to jail. I mean, billions and billions of dollars, Annie, were stolen from taxpayers.
Anyway, he didn't know about it?
Do you think he didn't know about it?
He's a bad governor if he knew about it and if he didn't know about it. I don't think he can escape that
point.
One.
But I guarantee you, I mean, he had, what was that expression in the 80s? Plausible deniability. He didn't want to know.
Yeah.
He didn't want to know what was going on in these daycare centers and with the food stamps and with the healthcare clinics that were just ripping off the federal taxpayers. Billions of dollars, folks. Billions.
Yeah.
That's one with like nine zeros. And, he finally had to resign in disgrace. But I think we should really look at criminal penalties against politicians who allow these. They're stealing. It would be like if I walk up to you on the street and had a gun in my hand and said, empty your purse, I want all your money. How's that different than when these fraudsters steal money through our tax code?
It's just government. It's government organized, it seems. Last question before we let
you
go.
It's organized crime, right?
Yes, exactly. Steve Moore speaking with us. You know, I like to ask you about Illinois. The president said, in light of what was going on in Minnesota, he listed several states that he said the fraud is worse in those states. One of them was Illinois. You have hope for some of these other states where it might be worse than Minnesota?
Well, I don't know. I'm not surprised that Illinois is on that list. And I would imagine, New Jersey and some of those blue states where, the Democratic governor is very clear about this. They want to see here. I want to make sure your listeners understand this. they want as many people as possible to sign up for these programs because it brings federal money into their state. They regard the fraud as a way to stimulate the local economy.
Yeah. And we've seen the amount of money in the state of Illinois going to subsidize illegal immigrants with an invitation attached to it for them to come and use those services in the state of Illinois. It definitely does not serve the taxpayer at all.
Yeah.
Steve, more?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for being with us today. We don't want to take up too much of your time.
It's a it's going to be a great year. You can hold me to that. That's my prediction for 2026.
That's a great
year for the economy.
Thank you so much. Take care. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity, that is Steve Moore, author of The Trump Economic Miracle. And I really am looking forward to what 2026 bears out, economically speaking. And also, I really feel like it's the scoreboard moment for the Trump administration when the buzzer's going to run out in November at the midterm election. If the president is going to be successful in the way that he says he's going to be successful with the economy, it's going to set in 2026, and Americans are going to recognize it because you recognize what's going on with your pocketbook. You can love a politician who's telling you that affordability is there and everything's great, and if you don't feel it in your pocketbook, you're not going to believe the politician. And what we've seen from this administration is essentially the idea of help is on the way, and not in the form of more government, not in the form of expanded, programs for you to borrow from, in eliminating fraud, in lowering your tax burden, and instigating prosperity within the free market. That's what we've seen from this administration. And if the president is right, and this is what he's been saying, 2026 is the year we're going to boom. And I'm looking forward to it. It's always great to have Steve Moore on the show with us. All right, quick break. Dustin Grage is going to be with us at 1:30, so 15 minutes from right now. He's a Minnesota-based columnist for Town Hall. He's going to give us the report exactly on that Minnesota fraud we were just talking with Steve Moore about. So stick around for that at 1:30. The YouTube poll, should the Senate pass the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote in all federal elections? Yes or no? Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.